Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope. Today's edition is for Friday, the 10th of December, 2021. First, a few house announcements. There'll be a new edition of Planet Waves FM going up Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This will develop the Venus retrograde story, as well as drill into some very serious global events that are unfolding right now, including what is happening in Australia, and also taking a close look at the data from the CDC revealing what is actually going on with this thing, you know, this thing that we're all supposed to do. In astrology news, I have a fabulous interview with Melanie Reinhardt on our YouTube channel at planetwaves.tv. And there's also a new edition of Planet Waves TV, which looks closely at Venus retrograde, which I'm going to mention today because part of it is in force and effect. But there's a long presentation just on the whole Venus retrograde, in particular Venus conjunct Pluto, which is on our channel at YouTube. Shortcut is planetwaves.tv. And don't miss my interview with Melanie Reinhardt about 2022 astrology. Okay, so chart I'm looking at. I'm just going to pretty much read this chart and not take this too far into the future. I usually update Monday or Tuesday, depending on how the early part of the week is going. Where are we at? We are at the moon in mid-Pisces. That's sweet, isn't it? We're at first quarter moon. We're a little bit ahead, a few hours, maybe as of this recording, 6 hours ahead. So first quarter moon is late on Friday, or in some places overnight Friday to Saturday. And the moon is also making a conjunction to Neptune. The sun is making a square to Neptune. So the first quarter moon happens as a sun-moon double aspect to Neptune. And if you're feeling like you're in a fog or walking on quicksand when it is potentially a sunny day and you're standing on solid ground, you can attribute that to the qualities of Neptune, which can feel very kind of quaky and not Neptune was the god of earthquakes, so there may be a quake factor to it, but there's more of a lack of solidity, lack of clarity, and the sense of a lack of understanding that can come when there's a lot of Neptune going around. The sun square to Neptune is going to last all through the weekend. That's the dominant astrology of the weekend. The question is, what is real and what is not? And it's good to keep asking yourself that question instead of papering over your inquiry with a false assumption, false accusation, or a pretended understanding. It's very important these days to keep asking yourself what is real, because we are all making decisions that are going to affect us for many years to come. And we want to be making those decisions with the greatest amount of information possible. I say this as someone who organizes a team of about 10 or so people who are gathering information around the world, and I am among a couple of people at the center of processing it all. So I know if you want to know what's going on and you want to know what's true, you do have to do some work, though it is possible to find reliable sources, and it's also possible to find sources whose reasoning you understand. Not whose reasoning seems overly simplistic, but whose reasoning you actually follow and understand. So that's apropos of Neptune and this big mutual aspect by both luminaries. Again, sun square Neptune, moon conjunct Neptune happening at the same time. Okay, now from the Venus retrograde files, I didn't realize this was coming up so fast, but that's the story of life these days. We are now under a conjunction of Venus conjunct Pluto. That is deep and lusty and perhaps a little bit complicated, but it is ultimately earthy. Venus loves the earth signs. Venus is in an earth sign. It is an earthy critter herself. And this Pluto-Venus conjunction is about the depth of feeling, and it could be of any feeling. It is a obviously sexual indicator of depth and the need for contact and a kind of a longing for contact. And I think of it as being a lusty placement, and I say that with all positive inferences on the notion of lusty. I think that we need to get rid of our religious conditioning or bullshit religiosity that somehow having strong and focused sexual feelings is in some way bad or wrong or inappropriate. It's what we humans do, or those of us who are still human, who are still capable of having feelings and who are interested in having feelings, do. And you know, the truth is that anyone, regardless of how numbed out they are, is going to have sexual feelings stirring. It's a question of whether they embrace or accept or choose to inquire or share them or experience them or act on them in some way. The result is all about consciousness. It's not so much about the astrology or what you think is right or wrong. You can think that something is wrong and it may be coming from inside you and still affect you. So keep an ear and your bodily senses open for this experience of Venus conjunct Pluto happening now, and it's going to be happening for a while because Venus is getting ready to station retrograde. That happens in just a little bit over a week, so we're getting an exact conjunction of Venus conjunct Pluto, and then it will very slowly creep across. Venus is slow and powerful right now because it is right at its point of stationing retrograde. So this Venus conjunct Pluto partile conjunct aspect, meaning within the degree, is going to last a while. And, you know, that's nice if you like it. And if you don't like it, you've got some changes to go through and some work to go through that it would be a really good idea to align yourself with. Then Venus stations retrograde at about 26.5 degrees of Capricorn. It's still in a 1-degree conjunction. So it's going to go real slowly across Pluto. Then it's going to come cross over Pluto's position. Then it's going to stop. Then it's going to station retrograde. Then it's going to pick up speed again, start to creep back across Pluto, and make a second, you might say, from behind approach to Pluto. And then the retrograde will that lasts a while. That lasts basically the rest of the year, the conjunction. And then by the last week of December, Venus is out of orb, more or less, to Pluto, but carrying the energy of Pluto with it. And it will continue along its retrograde path till January 29th. When Venus stations direct on the 29th, then it will stop, speed back up, and then creep across Capricorn slowly, as happens after a retrograde, and make a third conjunction to Pluto. So today's is the first of three conjunctions. The first is happening basically now. I don't know. It's exact, I think, on the 11th. And then it's the second one on the 25th, and then the third one on the 3rd of March. And what's interesting about the third one is that Mars jumps into the picture. This is all about sexual evolution and sexual transformation. It would be nice to know where this conversation happens besides here at Planet Waves, and in particular on Tantra Studio, which is most weeks on Planet Waves FM, including right now. If you go to the planetwaves.fm page, I've got a new edition I did last night of Tantra Studio on Planet Waves FM. And this is a rather tantric aspect because it is driving the evolutionary side of sex, as well as the passionate bacchanalian side of sex, which is another element of Pluto. But Pluto wants to drive meaningful experience and growth. That's what's going on with Venus and Pluto. And this is a conversation that we need to have more of. We just don't get into talking about this stuff. And we're seeing and experiencing a world that is increasingly shut down to human experience, human contact, seeing one another's faces, socializing with one another in environments that are not paranoid, environments that are free, environments where people are not afraid. Now, it's hard to find these, right? Almost anywhere you go, people are afraid. At least up here in New York and California, many places. There are other places where they live in like it's 2019. Florida, Tennessee, southern states, and what are typically red states are living like everything is normal. And it makes you wonder how there can be so many different realities. In any event, the thing I'm making a case for and proposing that would be nice to see more of is open discussion of actual sexual feelings, not politicized sexual feelings, not trans rights or LGBT rights or Supreme Court rulings on whether gay people can get married or adopt children, blah, 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 blah. All of that is a political take on something that is inherently biological, sensory, creative, human experience that we feel and need and want. So Venus conjunct Pluto today, the 25th, and then Venus-Mars conjunct Pluto on the 3rd of March. This adds the gender exploration experience, not the where do you stand on the LGBTQIAPB spectrum, but how do you feel? What do you want? Who do you want? What do you need? Have you done the experiment about whether you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need? All questions where sexuality and Pluto are concerned. Okay, so now another thing we got going on here, speaking of sexuality and things of a Plutonic nature, we have Mars making its way across late Scorpio. Mars is currently at 28 and 13 of Scorpio. That is the end of the road, pretty much. There's just about 1 3/4 degrees to trek across. And Mars will enter Sagittarius on the 13th. Tomorrow's the 11th, 12th. That's Monday. And Monday at 4:52 a.m. Eastern, Mars changes signs and begins to creep across the south node of the moon. Mars south node conjunctions are always interesting. I never quite know what to make of them, but there's always something about a rethinking and a reprocessing of what one thinks of the nature of Mars. And what's important about Mars is that it rules action. Mars is the thing that leads the way. Mars is what people connect to when they in some way want to accomplish something or make something or succeed. Mars is about the desire for people, experiences, and things. And it's going to go from having been in Scorpio for a long time, which is a more distinctly sexual, emotional, hormonal sign, into Sagittarius, which is thought of being as more of a spiritual sign. The adjoining signs tend to contain what would seem to be opposite concepts. The thing is that Mars is bringing all that Scorpionic energy into Sagittarius and is also activating the spiritual nature of the sexual quest. A lot of people like to pretend there is no such thing, but it is true that there is such a thing, that this is a necessary thing. What is spirituality except love and honesty and connection and a perspective where you see the wider picture of what is so? Speaking of wider pictures, these days I'm working on a set of readings for 2022 called Tune In 2022. These are available all over the planetwaves.net website. Go to the front page, scroll down, go to get a reading, look at the monthly horoscope page. It's all there. This weekend we're offering a weekend flash sale on all of my prepared readings. Just send a note to cs@planetwaves.net and we will send you the coupon code for 25% off of all prepared readings, including Tune In, Astrology Studio readings, and other great stuff that I do. Our whole business is funded on these readings and on subscriptions. And so if you come to this recording on a regular basis and appreciate what I'm doing, that is nice. Thank you. I would be grateful if you would do your part to make a little contribution in the form of purchasing something from me. Or, if you'd rather, there is a nonprofit website called planetwaves.fm, and you can see there's a make a donation, and that will speed the way on my journalism. A lot of people support the work that I do. At least 5 different people were behind me producing this one short podcast today. So, please do your part, and thanks for listening. And stay in touch.